Yo.
Hi there. Am I speaking with Brian?
This is Brian.
Thank you. My name is Oscar, calling from Opinion Research. On behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Elliott Craft Workers, I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing our nation and local communities. To start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
I've been here since 2016.
So it's between 11 and 25 years, I guess. Yes. Yeah. What is your primary branch of the trade?
I'm a bricklayer.
Bricklayer, thank you. On the last job that you work on, were you a foreman, a journeyman, or level mechanic, an apprentice, finisher, or helper, or an improver?
I'm an apprentice.
Apprentice, okay.
Yes.
Are you currently working at the trade?
Well, no, not right. I'm not on the job right now, but yes, I still work.
Yes, I mean, if you are employed at this point in time.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah,
okay. Approximately, how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted to work, over the past 12 months in your craft? How many weeks have you been unemployed in the last 12 months?
Since June.
Okay, so
July. What,
1 to 4 weeks, 5 to 12 weeks? What do you think?
5 to 12 weeks, yeah.
Okay. Yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
Nah. Non-union is, yeah.
Okay.
And that's where I started from, but yeah, I don't, once I joined the union, I don't go back. Yeah.
All right, I see. In the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership? Yes or no?
No, not really. I mean, it's an excellent job.
All right. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
It seems like it's more.
More. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let's talk about union construction. Do you get the sense there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
I would say it's more jobs.
More.
I would say, yeah, everybody that all my comrades, you know, they all working and going everywhere now. So it's pretty
solid. All right.
Yeah, it picks up.
Do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the job? I mean, do you get the sense there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
Yeah.
Yes, there are enough. Okay.
Yeah, they gotta. I mean, don't get me wrong. It'll still be good, you know, to bring, you know, more younger guys in, you know, but.
Okay.
You know, because most of the bricklayers are like older, like 40, my age, 40 and older. You know, there's no younger bricklayers.
I've been hearing about that. There's a need for younger generation. Okay, thinking about all the jobs on which you work in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
What now?
Thinking about all the jobs on which you work in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
No.
A job of steward. Okay. Don't know. Or not.
Yeah. I would just put don't know. I don't know. You know.
All right.
I know we got a foreman and a project manager, you know, and a couple of them, you know, that's it.
I see. Yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job of steward by the union?
No, sir.
Okay. Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through your state or local government, privately, or through the federal government, or do you not know?
Hold on, say the beginning again?
Yes. Do you know whether, thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through a state or local government,
I don't
privately?
Know. I have no
don't
idea.
Know. Don't know. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think there will be more unemployment than now? About the same or less unemployment than now?
Well, I mean, how it's picking up now, I mean, you know, you had your downtime, but, you know, it's constantly jobs. I mean, the plants are not going to go nowhere. So it's jobs, you know.
So what do you think?
I wouldn't say
more unemployment, the same or less unemployment?
I think that it'll be more because they, you know, new plants are opening up now that are going to take years to build. So
we're talking about unemployment. I'm asking about
unemployment.
Yes. Do you think will be in 12 months from now? Do you think there will be more unemployment, about the same or less unemployment than now?
I wouldn't even be able to tell you, man. It depends on how the politics go, how the, you know.
Yeah, but
what
is your opinion, though?
I don't necessarily, I wouldn't necessarily say there'd be more unemployment. So I think the jobs are picking up. I think it'll be.
About the same
or less?
I don't
think it's more. About the same, we say.
Same, all right. Thank you so much. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
Oh, it get better.
Get better.
Yeah.
Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Could it be you are concerned about dust and air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, heat and cold, language problems, careless people perhaps on the job, unsafe power tools, or do you have no real safety concerns?
Just careless people. That's mainly, you know, I do a good job of watching out for myself, but, you know, when, you know, you have people that you have to work with, you have to make sure everything is, you know, and usually that's how somebody gets hurt, by somebody else doing something.
Being careless, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
Have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No, sir.
No. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Have you done any union organizing in the past 12 months? Yes or no?
No, sir. No.
Any political canvassing?
No.
And any picketing in the past 1 month?
No.
Okay, no. Moving on. Thank you so much. Moving quickly. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you work on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Occasionally.
Occasionally. Changing subjects to the world beyond the union. Almost done. Please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you're least likely to get your news from. Print or online newspapers, friends or neighbors, local TV news programming, radio, cable news, or internet and social media. Which one is your main source of news?
My main source of news would be the actual TV, the news. I wake up and watch that. And my second one.
Is that cable or local TV?
Yeah. The cable, same local TV.
Okay, which one is number one, cable or local TV?
Local TV.
Local TV, so cable will be number second?
No, the second one would be the internet.
Okay, so internet and social media, all right.
Yeah.
And after the internet and social media, which one will be your third choice, if any?
I guess cable. And cable? The last one would be the word of mouth when the family.
Okay, so after cable news, would you be using newspapers perhaps or radio?
Radio.
Radio, okay. Next one will be newspapers, correct? Because you said the last one should be friends and neighbors.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on. Let's get it. This one is always a little tricky. Which of the following issues are most matter to you right now? Foreign policy, the environment, immigration, jobs in the economy, support for labor unions, health care, education, or something else? Which one is most important to you?
Man.
Jobs in the economy? They are all important, I agree.
Yeah, they all sound pretty good. I was like, man.
But which one do you care more about, though? Are they
jobs and economy.
Jobs and economy.
I can't have no health care if I ain't working.
If you ain't paying the fees, no, you don't. You can't. As you may know, the BAC supports the application of the Davis-Bacon standards to federal finance construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No.
No, all right. Got a little info here. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important or not important at all that federal elected officials support it?
I think it's important.
Very important or somewhat important?
Very important.
Very important. Thank you. Generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
The Republican Party.
Republican. Thank you. Yes. Almost done. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on a strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
The United Auto Workers.
And would you say you're supporting much more or just somewhat more?
I actually don't know both sides, but, you know, I know that the some guys are rich and the other guys that are protesting are not. So I'm going to say, somewhat. What was the first one? Somewhat concerned? Or?
United Auto Workers much more support or United Auto Workers somewhat more support?
More support.
Somewhat more?
No, the first one.
Much more, okay.
Much more, yeah.
Very well. I'd like to have your opinion about Biden. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as president overall.
No.
Do you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
And okay, the choices are disapprove somewhat or disapprove strongly. Let me know, okay?
Disapprove strongly.
The job that Joe Biden has done on the economy. Approve or disapprove?
Disapprove strongly.
Okay, the job Joe Biden has done on health care.
Disapprove. I disapprove everything Joe Biden has done.
Strongly, okay. Well, I need to read it 100% verbatim, so bear with me. Almost done. On the immigration issue, approve or disapprove?
I disapprove. What do you mean?
On the immigration issue, do you approve or disapprove the job Joe Biden has done on immigration?
I don't think he's done anything. See, I don't like that building the wall shit or whatever they're doing. You know, I don't like that shit at all.
Okay.
So I wouldn't know how to answer that, you know.
Don't know?
Because I don't think he's doing anything as far as immigration, you know.
Okay, so you approve or disapprove, or you tell me that you have no opinion?
Yeah, I don't have an opinion. I don't, you know.
All right. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done on support for labor unions?
I guess I would have to disapprove. I didn't even know he did anything for labor unions.
So is that they strongly disapprove? Oh, somewhat disapprove. Okay. And just some more.
Yeah.
On foreign affairs, do you approve or disapprove the job Joe Biden has done?
On what now? Say it again.
Foreign affairs.
What is that?
International politics, you know, foreign affairs. The way
foreign
he
affairs.
The,
Oh, okay. You say foreign affairs. He's up with that too.
Approve or disapprove?
I did strongly disapprove.
Thank you, sir. And do you do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job?
Say it again, sir.
Do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job?
I guess I would.
The choices are
if
I strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove.
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve, thank you. Are you registered to vote?
No.
No, okay. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety? Do you find it useful, yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. Turning back to the BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
I would say good.
And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
I would say good.
Good, thank you, sir. How, in your own words, how could the union best improve its representation and service? What could they do?
They can start hiring younger guys, implementing work programs in like high schools and stuff like that. So they would learn these trades coming out of school.
Okay.
So that's how, I mean, because the, like I said, the bricklayers, we dying off. So, you know, we need younger guys, and you know, I think, you know, that it'll be good if we can implement something at the school, you know, any trade program or something that everybody don't have money, you know, so, you know, you give some of these kids a chance to work with their hands and let them go out there and you know, do what they're supposed to do. Everybody
okay.
can't pay for trade school, you know?
Sure. When I'm entering here, I think they should start hiring young people. Teach the trade to a new generation. Would that be close enough, sir?
Yes, sir. That sounds good.
Okay. And just one more of this, almost done. What do you think at the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on?
Providing jobs, you know.
Excuse me?
Making sure everybody in the union is happy, I guess.
Make everybody in the union happy by which, how, sir? Providing what?
Yeah, providing more jobs, you know.
Oh, okay, they should concentrate on providing more jobs for the members.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, one moment, I'm entering that. Okay. Concentrate on providing, and I think they should concentrate on providing more jobs for the members. Okay, moving on. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union, sir? Through text, job site, email, regular mail, or union meetings?
Usually get the BAC text.
So is that by mail?
No, that's a text. They just send a text through and... Yeah.
Oh, text. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
How often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Four or more times a year, a couple of times a year, once a year, or never?
It's a couple times a year.
Couple of times. Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Now I'd like to ask you a few questions for the statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
Republican.
Republican, thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong Republican?
No, not very strong.
Not strong.
Yeah.
And just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race, please?
I'm black.
Thank you, sir. Finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name, please?
Brian.
Thank you, sir. Just confirming. This concludes our service. Thank you so much for your participation and your valuable time. Very kind.
No problem, my man.
Thank you.
All right.